This is your NPR news station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Andrew Yeager. Your right to vote is perhaps the most important and coveted right a person can have in this country. When the election's over, one person, the president, will represent an entire nation of close to 320 million people. However, the 2016 primary season has left some voters uneasy about the American electoral system. WBHM's Rachel Lindley spoke with intern Joseph Bodkin as he went down to Railroad Park in Birmingham to gauge people's concerns about the upcoming election.
Oh, well, I mean, it was a really hot afternoon, but there were still 30, 40 people peppered throughout the park. I didn't know what to expect. Voting can be a really personal topic. But I was pleasantly surprised. A wide variety of people were happy to tell me what they thought about voting and this election.
So who did you talk to?
I spoke with Sid Love from North Birmingham. His feelings reflect what I heard from a lot of people in the park. I asked first off if he was worried.
Yeah, well, you know, there's always concerns. I know who I would vote for, but, you know, I'm not going to say, you know, but I think it'll go right.
All right, big question. Voting. Do you think your vote matters?
Yeah, I do. I really do. Because I believe that they do get counted. You know, of course, there's delegates and all that, too, but the individual vote, I believe it matters.
Sid said he thought Donald Trump seemed to have the most momentum, and while he again stressed that he didn't want to say who he was voting for, he said he thinks Trump is going to win.
But not everyone you talked to was impressed with the two presumptive nominees for the Democratic and Republican parties.
Right. I spoke with Beau McMillan. He's a recent college graduate from Charlotte, but he lives in Birmingham now. He's not a fan of Hillary Clinton or Donald Trump, but he still plans to vote.
I mean, I think every vote matters. It sounds really idealistic, but I mean, if no one turned out to vote, then no vote would matter. I think if you have an opinion, or if you want your government to run in the right way, just not acting on it is just ridiculous. I mean, you have nothing to complain about.
It's nice to hear him talk about how important it is to participate in the democratic process, but I'm guessing that you inevitably talked to people who were not as idealistic about voting as Beau was.
Yeah. I also had the pleasure of talking to Birmingham resident Chris Smith. Chris has some issues with how our election system is structured.
I think my vote matters. I don't think my vote necessarily counts, but I think it matters who you support. When it really gets down to it, it's all about the electoral votes. And so I don't necessarily think that my vote will count, but I think my support behind either party, it will matter.
I also talked to Isabel Haygood, another recent college graduate. She has a bit more faith in the system.
I think it's hard to feel like your vote matters, but I do think that at the end of the day, again, if everybody assumed that their vote didn't matter, then no one would vote, which would be bad.
Well, thank you, Joseph, for going out into Railroad Park, braving that hot, sweaty day to talk to some people about how they feel about if their vote matters this election. We also made a call out on social media to hear what some of our online listeners had to say. And there we heard from several independent voters.
Yes, David Hogan of Leeds says he has mixed feelings about whether or not his vote counts. He said, and I quote, "Watching this year unfold for both parties cemented for me why I've become an independent after having been supportive of both parties during my lifetime and almost 40 years of voting. Neither party respects the wish of the actual voters as seen by leadership moves, superdelegates, unbelievable scenarios of contested this and that, all over the place and possible rule changes still to come. What will emerge after the election in regard to what is left of the two major parties, in my humble opinion, will be monumental."
Wow, so David of Leeds thinks that this election could be really transformative for the parties.
Yeah, and people at Railroad Park seem to share the same feelings.
Also online, Chris Miller of Shelby County wrote into WBHM, and he told us that he thinks as a left-leaning independent in an overwhelmingly Republican state and county, he feels like voting for a third-party candidate is the only actual way that he can make a difference. Chris said that he voted for Bernie Sanders in the primaries, and he says despite the fact that he's probably going to be voting for exclusively losing candidates in November, he's still excited about it because, he writes, "at least I get to exercise my conscience freely instead of being concerned about which candidate has the best chance of winning." So that's what we heard from you, our listeners. And Joseph, thank you again for joining me.
Thank you, Rachel.
That's WBHM intern Joseph Bodkin speaking with WBHM's Rachel Lindley. They took people's views on the question of whether their vote counts this election season. You can see more coverage of that topic at our website, WBHM.org.